T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I don't know if the story is impressive or gross.
I don't know what to think of it because, quite honestly, I'll be honest with you. I'm just going to be honest. I'm honest in this one. I'm jealous.
Oh, that his metabolism
that he's
is
able
so good.
To do
yeah,
it?
Yeah, okay. That he's able to do this, right? Yeah. I'm jealous.
Yeah. Anthony Edwards of the Timberwolves telling GQ Sports he eats about 21 bags of hot Cheeto fries a week. I don't know if I'm impressed or disgusted.
I've been eating them since I was probably like 5 years old. I prefer these over any chips in the world. Probably like 3 a day. You do the math. Is that 21 bags? Yeah, I eat that many. Probably more though, for real. Depending on how long my day is.
21 bags of chips a week.
Right, 21 bags of chips. Isn't that insane? Not just chips, but like hot Cheeto fries.
Yeah,
basically,
the hot,
you know?
Cheeto fries.
21 bags of those a week. I've been told over the years that Derek Thomas used to eat like a dozen Krispy Kremes before every game.
And the bag he showed wasn't like the 50 box that you buy that's got
the little
bags of chips. I mean, this was a
no, it's the $2 bag.
This was like a two. It said $2.29 on the bag. Yeah. This is a pretty good size bag.
Good size bag.
And he eats 21 of those a week.
Yeah, 21 of those a week. My
probably
God,
probably more.
I mean, I've out Cheetoed myself. I saw, told you, like in 1985, coming back from a New Jersey General game, I ate too many Cheetos and threw up, and I really, or not Fritos, and haven't really Fritoed much. But you would think after 21 bags a week, for how long has this guy been doing this? Wouldn't you eventually get sick
since
of that?
Since he was a kid.
Like, I've been eating them since I was probably like 5 years old. I prefer these over any chips in the world. Probably like 3 a day. You do the math. Is that 21 bags? Yeah, I eat that many. Probably more though. Real. Depending on how long my day is.
Since he was like 5?
God, 20 years. You've been doing this for 20 years, my friend. I'm jealous. I wish I could do that.
That should be an NIL, right?
Yeah, right.
Like, and plus that, hey, eat these 3 times a day, you'll be in the NBA too.
Right.
Or whatever.
Or if you're just a kid right now in high school and you're looking for NIL money, just claim you're eating something all the time. Yeah. They'll eventually just give you
that
the cash.
That you like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just claim, I eat Buffalo Wild Wings 7 times a day. Oh, well, there you go, NIL.
There you go. If you had to eat a chip 3 times a day, mm-hmm, what would it be?
Well, I think here's the deal, Josh. Oof. I came up with 3. I've got 3. Number 1 is the Cool Ranch Dorito. Who doesn't love a great Cool Ranch Dorito, right?
I prefer the regular.
You do. And that's fine. They're good as well. Yeah. I think it's like they're good as well. But I remember when the Cool Ranch came out back in my day, that was like, whoa, that's something different. Cool Ranch Doritos.
Yeah.
Those were awesome. And I still love them to this day. I am a sucker for a bag of Munchos. When you talk about like the road trip and the snacks you get at the gas station, I'm a Muncho guy. I always love them because, like, I had them when I was a kid at the soccer stand. You know, after a soccer game, you got a bag of chips, and I always had Munchos. So I love Munchos.
Could you do that every day, though, or is that just a nice treat?
Well, are you looking at me right now, or are you talking if I had to eat them every day?
Yeah, if you had to eat them.
Yeah,
look at them, you're like, oh, that brings up memories or whatever. I'd like to have one of those. And you had one, you're like, okay, I've had enough.
Yeah.
There's plenty of those instances. You could have it every day.
Yeah, I could. Yeah. Ooh. I could do Munchos every day. And the third one would be Wavy Lays. I mean, that is a perfect chip. I love the Wavy Lays. I think those are fantastic. So those are the 3 that I would kind of go with.
I think I could do the Harvest Cheddar Sun Chip.
Oh, good one. Sweet. That's legit.
I think I could legitimately do that every day. Mm-hmm. You could put some dip on it. You could put some cheese on it. You could just eat it straight. I think that one I could handle every day.
Right.
I wouldn't crave it every day like he apparently craves these hot fries, but if I had to eat, like survive on a chip, I think I'd be there.
You'd be there.
Yeah.
The Sun Chips are really good. That is a good one.
And it's the cheddar ones, the orange.
Yeah,
bag.
I don't want the red or the blue, I want the orange one. Yeah, the orange ones are good.
Orange.
What else?
And then I'm regular Doritos person, and I like just a plain yellow Lay's.
You do. You classic. See, I'm not. My wife was talking to the kids about that. Your dad doesn't like the regular Lay's.
I could hang all with those day.
I like the wavy because it's a girthier chip. And when you have the girth, you can dip.
Yeah. Yeah, they're terrible. You couldn't possibly dip with them. But,
I mean, a nice clam dip on a wavy leg? Tell me about it.
You could put it on the sandwich or you could,
now, for sandwich eating, the wavy Lay's make a lot of sense.
I could get multi-uses out of it.
Yeah.
Going spicy nacho Doritos.
Just tell us what you won't go with. Just tell us which one you won't go with. Shorter list.
Definitely going spicy nacho Doritos. And there used to be this chip called Spirals. It was
I know what you're talking
nacho
about.
Nacho cheese spirals, but they've morphed into these honey barbecue Fritos spirals.
Oh, sounds fantastic.
Oh, they're so good.
Still money.
Oh, those are good, bro. Yeah, those
love
are really good.
Love those. And then for my third one, the jalapeno crunchers, you know, the kettle type jalapeno crunchers is money. But you give me those honey barbecue spirals or spicy nacho Doritos, I'm good.
What about like those kettle chips? Like those, I think it's like a Cape Cod brand kettle chip, you know? I like those too. Yeah. Those are really good as well.
Solid on the golf course.
Yeah, those are really, really, really good. Somebody coming in with Tato Skins, I'm with you. Remember the bag of Tato Skins that you used to get as a kid? I like those a lot. I don't think Tato Skins exist anymore, though.
I haven't seen them.
Somebody coming in with Funyuns. I don't like that. That's like, to me, that's like eating styrofoam.
Well, this would be like, that'd be like the muncho.
No matter what state you're in.
That'd be like the muncho for me.
For you.
Every once in a while, you're like, oh, yeah, that's kind of fun, but you want me to eat this every day? No, thanks.
Yeah.
That would fall in that category for me. Someone says chili cheese Fritos. I like the chili cheese Fritos myself. Yeah,
they're solid.
I do. I prefer them to the regular.
Right. Yeah, just kind of like standalone. Which one do you get? You have to eat a bag. No dip, no sandwich to put it on, just kind of a standalone. Bugles is a good one. I used to put them on my fingers and think I was like a witch. Yeah, Bugles on my finger. Then I would get the extra large black olives and put them on my fingers as well, because if you don't get the extra large, they don't fit on your fingers.
Someone says, come on, he eats like 1,100 bags a year. I know, that sounds...
It's insane.
I can't imagine the end result of that.
No.
Oh, my gosh. Does your body eventually just get used to that?
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah.
I think it would just run right through you.
Right.
And the texture of those rip up your mouth. Because I like a good Cheetos hot fry. Can't eat, three of them a day, much less three of them in a week, much less three in a month.
You're right about ripping up your mouth.
Rip your mouth up.
Yeah, certain chips do cut your mouth.
And then go out and ball?
Yeah.
That's what the crazy part of it.
See, that's what it is. He's got the Cheeto breath, and he's just breathing on everybody, and that's part of the allure to having that as your snack. You have Cheeto breath, and nobody wants to get near you.
Did he reveal how many times he goes to the bathroom a day? No. No, he did not.
No.
He did not. That would be crazy. I don't know. It's in cursive, so I never know. It's like Sterzing or Sterling or Sterzling or something like that.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah. You can get those at Hy-Vee, and they're... I think they're like Wisconsin chip or something, and it's just the inside of the bag's just like grease.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Like that'll coat everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are fantastic as well.
All right.
Salt and vinegar. I've never liked the salt and vinegar myself, but I know
I never
those
have.
Those are ones that are addictive, I believe.
The smell of them makes me want to vomit. I'm like, I'm not a malt vinegar guy either for my fish and chips. Give me the tartar sauce. I'm good with that. I don't need the malt vinegar.
Cheddar and sour cream Ruffles.
That's a good one, too. The cheddar
really
cheese Ruffles are good. Yeah,
yeah, that's a really, really good call. 913-586-7610. You can weigh in on your chips.
Mm-hmm. Somebody says you can get the tater skins at Casey's. I'll have to look next morning. I'm in there. Charles, let me know if we got them down there, my man.
All right.
The one thing that I will say, somebody said cheese balls, talk about things that cut your mouth. Too many cheese balls, you're cutting the roof of your mouth.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.